deconstructing the Colosseum exists for the glory of God. We glorify God by promoting the family government's exclusive jurisdiction, that is, lawful authority, over education. Deconstructing the Colosseum has two goals. One, inspire thought about the contrast between the two views of education, the Christian view, Jesus-centeredness, and the humanistic view, man-centeredness. And two, encourage Americans to reallocate resources directed towards humanistic education. This means deconstructing the Colosseum, then using those same resources to build a Christian foundation. Regarding education, God is sovereign and the ultimate authority. God delegates authority to man. This is what is called jurisdiction, or lawful authority. God delegates the education duty, that is, cultivation of the heart and mind, to the family government. Consequently, the family government has earthly jurisdiction over the heart and mind of children. Family government education requires total incorporation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds, tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. God does not delegate the education duty to the civil government, and therefore they have no education jurisdiction. In conjunction, civil government schools teach children to be in bondage to the state, man as the ultimate authority. Conversely, family and church governments teach children to be in bondage to Christ, which is true freedom, as where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecolosseum.com.